This is Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 25 regarding Jean, J-E-A-N. Last name is P-A-S-S-A-L-A-C-Q-U-A. Under history of accident on 5/29/12, Ms. Jean Passalacqua was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Appeared at the time she was seatbelt restrained and was rear-ended. Appeared she evidently was seen at the emergency room. X-rays were negative for fracture. Appeared on 6/1/12. She was evaluated by Dr. Krome, K-R-O-M-E. Complaining of left shoulder pain as well as left hand pain. Apparently he noted a history remarkable for right carpal tunnel release and right lateral epicondyle surgery. Period. He had her undergo x-rays of the left shoulder that showed no gross evidence of fracture, dislocation, or soft tissue calcification. Pretty diagnosed left shoulder, possible rotator cuff tear. Period of cortisone injection was instilled, and he referred her for physical therapy and an MRI of the shoulder. Period. Physical therapy was rendered beginning 6/6/12. Period. She followed up with him on 6/18/12 on x-rays of the left wrist were negative. Period. Scratch that. Oh, this visit was with Dr. Matzon, M-A-T-Z-O-N, who diagnosed left wrist contusion as well as medial and lateral epicondylitis. Period. He advised weaning her out of the wrist brace. Period. He did recommend a tennis elbow strap and continuation of physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. On 6/19/12, she underwent an MRI of the left shoulder. For this was essentially normal except for a subtle subarticular partial tear of the supraspinatus tendon of the rotator cuff without retraction or tendinopathy. Period. The remaining rotator cuff was normal. Period. She was also seen by a hand specialist named Dr. Ames on 7/20/12. Period. He performed x-rays of the left hand and wrist with a carpal tunnel view that showed a healing fracture of the left trapezium tubercle. Pretty diagnosed a healing fracture of the left trapezium tubercle, common left hand pain, common left wrist pain, common left carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing, which the examinee tells me was carried out in October. Period. I'm not in receipt of that procedures report. Period. She continued to see Dr. Krome through at least 11/13/12. Period. At that juncture, he recommended an ultrasound-guided cortisone injection to the left shoulder, as well as more physical therapy. Period. He noted the PRP request was denied. Period. No surgery has been performed in this case. Period. He does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period. Work history. This 43-year-old married white female was employed as a paralegal for a law firm at the time of her accident. Parachute missed 3 weeks of work after it occurred. Parachute has since been able to return to her former full duty capacity, but is doing so with difficulty. Parachute does plan to be at her regular job in the coming 6 months. Parachute, her hobbies include bowling and baseball with her kids, as well as volunteering. Parachute passed medical history. Ms. Pesalacqua admits to injuring her left shoulder when she fell in 2007. Parachute, she also describes being involved in a motor vehicle accident in the past. In 2007, when she was diagnosed with whiplash in her neck. Parachute had a variety of diagnostic studies performed at that time. Parachute asserts that her right carpal tunnel syndrome and lateral epicondylitis were work-related. Period. Present complaints at the time of the current examination, Ms. Pesalacqua complains that when she raises her left shoulder or weight bears with her arm, she has pain. Appears she has occasional pain in the left hand, particularly when opening jars. Appears the latter also reproduces tenderness at the left elbow's antecubital area. Appears she occasionally experiences tenderness in her left trapezius, but denies any distinct cervical spine pain. Period, she wears no splints, braces, or supports, nor does she use any handheld assistive devices for ambulation. Period, overall, her symptoms are staying the same. Current medications, an unspecified cream, physical exam. Extremities upper, they were well healed. Right carpal tunnel and medial epicondylar scars, and lateral epicondylar scars consist with a history of surgery described. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, motion of the left shoulder was mildly limited in forward flexion to 170 degrees with tenderness but no crepitus, but was otherwise accomplished fully. Period, motion of the right shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period, peripheral pulses were intact bilaterally. Period, pinprick sensation was diminished globally throughout the entirety of the left upper extremity, but was intact on the right. Period, many muscle testing revealed a ratchet-like weakness and resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period, tenderness was elicited by palpation of the left bicipital groove, comma, posterior deltoid, comma, medial epicondyle, all associated with facial grimacing. Period, hands, wrists, elbows, normal macro shoulder maneuvers. They were subjectively positive. Hawkins, comma, near, comma, Jurgensen's, comma, speeds, comma, Ampley's scratch, and empty can tests. Period, O'Brien's maneuver elicited a paradoxical response. Period, these maneuvers were negative on the right. Extremities lower, normal, macro, spine, cervical. Active flexion was variable to between 40 and 50 degrees. Period, left rotation was to 65 degrees. Period, right rotation, comma, extension, comma, bilateral side bending were full. Period, mild tenderness was elicited by palpation about the left trapezius, but there was none on the right. Spiralogy maneuver elicited tenderness on the left. Thoracic, normal, macro, spinal basicule. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees, complaining of left shoulder tenderness. Period, extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period, mild tenderness was elicited at the lumbosacral junction as well as bilaterally to sacroiliac joints and greater trochanters. X-rays test. I had the opportunity to review the MRI of her left shoulder done on 6/19/12. Impressions and analyses. On 5/29/12, Ms. Jean Pesalacqua, comma, 43-year-old female, comma, was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Period, as a result, she was rendered diagnoses described above. Period, these are causally related to the accident in question. Period, review of records and examination to reveal objective findings relative to this accident. period is Pasalacqua has not yet reached maximum medical improvement from a sports medicine perspective, period. At this juncture, it is appropriate for her to undergo the ultrasound-guided cortisone injection that was recommended by Dr. Crome, period. Accordingly, CPT codes 20610, 76942, and 99213 are medically necessary and causally related to the motor vehicle accident of 52912, period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder associated with tenderness, period. There was localized tenderness, palpation associated with facial grimacing suggestive of some symptom magnification. Terminally, there was subjectively diminished pinprick sensation throughout the entire left upper extremity, and subjective complaints of tenderness with essentially all provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder, period. Her need for further treatment after the cortisone injection would be determined partially based upon her response to it, as well as these other exhibited behaviors, period. With respect to her neck, arm, and hand, Ms. Pasalacqua has achieved maximum medical improvement and does not require further treatment, period.